Welcome back to Lab Mouse Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, aka Brandon. I'm here with Diesel.
Yo, what up, fam?
And this is Quite.
Hi, I have a massive condom in my hand.
That was the fastest time we ever started recording the intros. 5 seconds.
That was
5 seconds
fast.
Flat, boys. 5 seconds. Victorious. Anyways, so today we're going to talk about a massive beam condom guy on Reddit.
Can you link us the original thread, please?
I'll find the original. I'll try to. He became such a massive meme, it's actually difficult to find.
Reddit thread in the chat is this fucking duck called dog thing.
Okay, so basically, fuck, I'm trying to find it. If I can find his account, I can find it. But, okay, so there's a guy on Reddit. He posted an r/teenagers, and he posted, his name is u/altnomore. And u/ is like users on Reddit. If you type in u/ on Google, it's that big of a meme is. He's one of the results that pop up. If you type u/.
u/.
u/ alt no more.
It just took me to this site can't be reached. User server IP address cannot be found.
Just type in u/ on Google and look up the fillins. Look at the fillins. u/ alt no more. That should pop up. Does it pop up for you guys?
No.
No? Oh, it's fucking gay.
It just gives me it could not connect to the website. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, okay, so this guy...
It just gave me the Wikipedia page for the letter U.
Yeah, this guy became, like, a massive fucking meme. He literally got put on a Know Your Meme and all those fucking meme websites in the last 2 days. And basically, he walked into a store, and he's like a 16-year-old kid, and he picked up condoms. And then the lady at the aisle was like, are you old enough for those condoms? And then he was like, what'd he say? Oh, my bad, lady. I'm just going to hit it raw and hope she doesn't get knocked up. That's what he said to the lady at the counter, and then it became a massive meme. So, and then now if you type in, if you type in u/, it just comes up a u/ alt no more because he's that big of a meme. So,
wow,
just a funny little Reddit story.
I mean, was he like old enough? Obviously,
he was 16.
Like, yeah,
he was 16. Yeah, and then the lady was like, "Aren't you a little young?" And then it's like, "You want me to knock her up?"
Is there like a fucking like age you have to be to buy condoms?
I don't think so. I don't see why they would make an age restriction for that. That makes no sense. It's
a 10-year-old was walking into a store and did that, that'd be a little uncomfortable. But
that
like,
would be weird.
It would definitely be fucking weird, but like,
is it illegal? I don't know.
It feels like something that would have regulations on it, but I don't know if it does.
It wouldn't make much sense to put regulation on it, because it's like, you know, you'd rather have them do it with condoms. If they're gonna do it.
Yeah, guys, this is also America where, like, a titty slips out and everybody goes nuts, so, like, come
That's
on.
That's true. Age to buy condom. I don't think it's an age.
Age to
buy. Are bad. Send no nudes.
I looked it up,
and all it did was pull up a tobacco thing for 18, and then it says afterwards you don't have to be 18 to buy condoms. So you don't have to be 18.
Okay, there you go.
There's that list, I guess.
So I guess there's really... I guess a cashier could be like, you're 8! Why are you buying these?
I guess like any cashier like reserves the right to refuse service for whatever reason.
Yeah, but if a kid's like 16 years old and he's like, I want to buy a condom, it's like, aren't you a little young there? Like, that's fucking stupid. Leave the kid alone.
Were they memeing on the lady, or were they memeing on the dude who said, my dick's massive, gonna hit it raw?
Well, he didn't say his dick's massive, but he said like, let me get the exact quote.
A man who says that is a mad lad who would have a massive dick. So like,
yeah, but he said, oh my bad, lady, I'm just gonna hit it raw and hope she doesn't get knocked up.
Yeah, his balls drip into the floor, my guy.
Yeah, his like quote became a massive meme because it's like, it's funny because a 16-year-old said that to a cashier supposedly. So,
supposedly, yeah, I was
that's why
it
became
say,
a
this
massive
is Reddit.
Meme.
You guys can recreate this next VidCon. Please do this.
Just send Hoover in. It's like, Hoover, go buy condoms. And
Hoover,
say you're going to hit it raw. Say you're going to hit it raw.
See, the thing is that when Hoover would say it, it sound like I'm picturing him doing that. In
Hoover
person.
Would say it. No, Hoover would be so fucking funny saying that. Because like he is the type of person that would say that, too. Hoover just walk in and be like, oh, sorry, lady, you want me to hit it raw?
Okay. Yeah. Damn.
Okay, I think we've talked enough about massive meme condom guy on Reddit. So now let's talk about another massive person, PewDiePie, massive YouTuber. Me either, dude.
PewDiePie,
I just heard of him today.
Big YouTuber. You might not have heard of him.
PewDiePie took over the YouTube likes. He took over YouTube likes on the Rewind. So there's more likes on PewDiePie's Rewind than there is on the actual YouTube Rewind. And it's the most liked video that's not a music video in history on YouTube in like 3 days or something, right? Has it been like 3 days?
Yeah, 2 days, actually, I think. It came out on the 27th. So, and yeah.
Yeah, so 2 days. Yeah, 2 days. Fuck, holy shit. He took... Wow, that's fucking impressive. That's...
Yeah,
that,
he's... that's he's really on his way impressive. To, like... I don't know if he'll reach the top of, like, the most liked videos list, but, like, he's on his way to cracking, like, the Wikipedia page at the very least. Like, I was looking at the lower end of those, and they were, like, 7 or 8 mil. Like, he's well on his way to it.
Yeah, and then somehow he's still not on U.S. trending, you know? Fucking...
Yeah, no, it's trending. Not trending. It's not trending. I don't know why you're mad, dude. It's just not trending. It's just not there, is it?
It's not popular enough. I have a question, though, regarding this. Do you think YouTube is going to respond anyway to this in, like, any form? Like, changing or anything? You think they're just going to ignore it completely?
They've already acknowledged it publicly, so I feel like they can't not do something if they want to save face. Like, they're going to be hounded for not being consistent next year if, like, they don't... change something a little bit because they said they were going to this year. But you know that whole fucking tweet, they're like, new record, wait a second.
Oops.
Yeah, but isn't it crazy that like the YouTuber that they basically exiled, like from their face, is like getting more likes and, you know, more good feedback
is
on
dominating
a
their platform
yeah,
in more
it's
ways
dominating than, their own Rewind. Like, it doesn't have as many views yet. It might end up having the same amount of views in the long run because it's already at 21 mil. But it's like, it's still, in ways, outperforming their own fucking Rewind. Like, do you think it's like a wake-up call, being like, you know what, maybe we misjudged the audience?
I don't know. I think they might have dug their grave too deep. I don't think they're going to pull back on anything that they're doing. I mean, look at what they're doing right now. Like, the business doesn't stop. You know, they're going to keep moving forward with the stuff that they're doing, and they're just going to pretend it's not there.
PewDiePie, he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist anymore.
I was watching Ryan Higa's video from the other day, and like it was why YouTube Rewind is actually brilliant.
And he was I saw that.
Yeah, it's so fucking good. I made a video on it that's probably out by now, but like it's just. But he basically talks about like it's so shit, it's so disliked that we can't help but watch it. And what's a better summation of 2018 than that?
You know what?
And he was also being hella sarcastic.
It's hella sarcastic, but it's so fucking clever.
We didn't make the joke that we were going to make.
Guys. Oh, my God.
No,
we haven't seen you guys
since
last year.
Yeah, we haven't had a podcast episode in a whole year. Oh, my God. Oh, holy shit. How you guys doing? Huh?
For every one of you guys out there who makes a I haven't showered since last year joke, I'm going to fucking...
I'm thinking about tweeting on my Twitter like a minute before midnight, saying I'm not tweeting until next year, and just tweeting a minute later. Thinking about
it. Oh my god, I haven't tweeted since last year. It's been so long.
I mean, by the time this podcast goes out, I already made a decision, so it's either going to be done or not done. So we'll see what happens with that. But
I scheduled tweets for the first day of the new year because I want to be first on those shitty jokes.
What, you're going to be like, I haven't tweeted in a whole year. Oh my god.
Well, yeah, but like.
Oh, my next video is going to be next year, guys.
Oh, crap.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm going to tweet that right now. New video next year.
New video next year at some point. Can we all just tweet new video next year at some point?
I'm just going to tweet new video next year.
I'll have at least one more video out before the end of the year.
Yeah, mine's not going up until next Saturday. So.
My last video there is going to be that Ryan Higa one I was talking about.
Are you guys doing anything for New Year's?
Absolutely goddamn not.
Nah, of just, course. You know, shooting confetti in the box, the usual.
Damn, you guys are just full of
I might hang out with my family or stay in my room. What other one seems more appealing at the time?
I have tons of options. I can leave this box and go party hard. Nope.
I could go outside, but it's outside. Who really
Brandon,
wants to go outside?
I have
outside?
An excuse. You're just a hermit.
I am a hermit. I will
Brandon,
fully admit
no,
that.
No, Brandon, you're totally a hermit.
I just said I fully admit that. I'm a hermit. My room is real nice, okay? It might be small, but it's cozy. I'll stay here.
Brandon's like, I live in the office. I have no space.
But it's my
space. I won't go outside.
But it's my space.
Brandon also goes to sleep at like 3 a.m.
Like, you even later, Diesel, man. We literally talked about this last night. You were like, "Oh, dude, you have the worst sleeping schedule while you're up at 4 a.m." Like,
I mean, you do have the worst.
You were criticizing my sleep schedule when you were up later than I was.
Brandon, like every time we finish recording a cast, you go to bed for like an hour and then get up and don't go to bed again until like 6.
I might take a nap. I don't usually take a nap. It depends. It depends if I'm tired or not. Like if I woke up somewhat early, and early for me is like 10 a.m. If I woke up at like 10 a.m., then I'm like, shit, I'm tired. I usually go to sleep at like 2 to 3. And if I'm editing a video all night, it's usually 6. So, you know, because I procrastinate to the last minute.
I've always been curious. Why do you like prefer to like stay up editing the videos instead of like getting up maybe like a little earlier just to finish it in the morning?
That's what I said.
I don't know. It feels different to work at night, and I just prefer it. Like, I don't prefer working in the morning. I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know, because it's like, I look outside, and I'm like, it's so quiet, even though it's just dark. Like, nothing's changed. It's just
so
dark.
Quiet.
Sometimes, like, I choose to work at night, like, because I feel like I'm more productive in that, like, when I go to bed, I've accomplished something with my day. Whereas if I put it off until the morning, I feel like I've just, like, not been as dedicated to making the video as I should have been.
Yeah, also that, like, that too. It's off. Like, I go to sleep with, like, a sound mind that my video's done, you know?
Yeah,
and it's like, I don't sleep like beforehand, but I prefer working at night, just in general.
Yeah, but if you just got into a habit of working during the day, you could have that and sunlight.
But I don't want the sunlight.
Why? It's good for you.
But it's sunlight.
Yeah, it sounds like something someone who likes sunlight would say.
Yeah, it burns, dude.
Sounds like a boomer opinion.
You are a boomer.
Going outside? Fuck.
Yeah, you go outside. You are a fucking boomer. You're telling me to get off my ass and go outside. You're a fucking boomer.
I bet
get off your iPad, he says. Get off your computer, he says.
I bet you, like, hang out with your friends and shit and, like, yeah, fuck you.
Get with the times, grandpa.
I bet you, like, see your family or something.
We use a thing called Twitter now, grandpa, okay? We don't use Facebook or MySpace. We don't go outside anymore, right? We communicate on the internet. All right?
Jesus. I didn't leave my house all day today, and I was, like, going insane. Like, it was bad.
Amateur.
I don't like it.
Amateur.
Well, like,
I'm a pro. This is what I do for a living.
There's so Can't much leave. In the world, okay?
There's so much in the world, and there's even more in my
yeah,
room.
Yeah, there's so much in California.
There's
like,
so
in
much
grass.
In the world, but I can experience it on Google Maps.
There's just dead
listen,
grass. And
Diesel,
more dead
VR
grass.
VR is taking us places, except we don't actually have to go there.
Okay. God. Unironically, like, I don't know what it's called. Let me check my Steam games. But, like, there's a VR game made by Google. I think it's called Google Earth. And, like, it's really
Never
fucking
heard
cool
of
to play in VR.
Have you ever heard of this niche little thing called Google Earth?
No, the VR version. Specifically the VR. Hold up. Let me see if I have it installed.
It's Google Earth.
Maybe. I don't know if it's Google Earth or not.
There's no way they put Google Earth on Steam.
I don't know if it's... I think it might be in my...
It's definitely not.
Vive port? Wait. Which one's the Vive thing? Now I'm trying to figure out where the fuck it is. Oh, there's an update for Vive
port.
Well,
now I'm
going to
check it myself.
I thought you didn't have a Vive.
Are you I don't have a Vive, but I can look at the store for VR games.
Let's see. Vive application will be closed for... No, I need to see where it is. Fuck, I don't remember what it's called. I haven't played Tilt Brush. That's
Tilt
interesting.
Brush.
Is Tilt Brush the one where it's like you paint in the air and it stays there?
Yeah. I've seen some really cool shit made with that. I think it is Google Earth VR. Or Earth VR or something like that.
It's probably something you access through like a Google store or something.
I'm sure.
No,
like, maybe
I think it's on
like,
Vive. I think it's
it,
on Vive because Tilt
be, like,
Brush is on Vive.
To, like, it might not be like explicitly called Google Earth, but it might like be connected to that database or whatever.
Well, it's not. Yeah. It's not in my Steam library for VR.
But like, well, what's the concept of it, anyways, though?
You can go around the world in VR, and you can also, like, actually, wait, fuck, is it a Steam thing? I think it's a Steam thing.
Is it, like, live footage of the places, though, or is it just, like, still image? Still?
No, it's a still image, but, like, I think it's a Steam thing. There's some points where, like, you can interact with stuff in the world, and it's, like, real-life shit. But, I don't know. I don't remember what it's fucking called. I just know it's fun. VR is fun, but it's also expensive, and I don't use it often. I got a new headband for it, for my Vive, which is way more fucking comfortable than the old one.
Did you say you got the wireless adapter or no?
No, I didn't get the wireless adapter because, one, my room's too small to really use that. Like, I can use stand-up and play, but, like, a wireless adapter wouldn't help me that much. I got the new, the premium audio strap, whatever the hell they call it, for the Vive. The
premium strap. It's just a...
It's called deluxe audio strap. There you go. Deluxe audio strap, not premium, my bad.
Does it have AirPods attached to it?
I'm sure you've seen it before. Let me send a picture of it. Okay.
That joke was good. I'm really upset that nobody laughed at it.
I'm sorry. Ha 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 ha. AirPods.
Okay, now you're just patronizing me.
That's the deluxe audio strap.
Not buying it. Not even Amazon Prime extension. Nope.
I don't know why it doesn't Prime. When I bought it, had Prime.
That looks like some futuristic shit right there to put on your fucking head.
It's way more fucking comfortable than the one that comes with it. Like, the one that comes with it sucks.
You know, that shit looks like it screws into your fucking skull, like, Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah.
It basically does. That knob in the back tightens it. It basically screws into your skull.
You're not selling this product on me if that's what you're trying to do, Brandon.
Hey, it's more comfortable, all right? So if you're getting a Vive, I recommend that. But if you're not getting a Vive because it's really expensive, I don't blame you. Wait, Rift?
I mean, an Oculus is more reasonably priced at $400.
The problem with that, though, is you want to do stand play, you need a third camera, which basically bumps you up the same price as a Vive.
So you like just, yeah, but then you gotta get all those weird towers and set them up and shit.
They come with wall mounts.
True. Yeah, but you see, the problem with living at home is that if I push shit on the walls, it's gonna destroy the walls.
Okay. Tighten it in,
the
whole wall's gonna fucking collapse.
You tape like a piece of paper and shit comes down like a Minecraft blocks.
Yeah, that's... yes. Yeah, that's what happens.
No, there's no more cobblestone under my gravel. My walls!
Like I said, off-cast, I'm like, I was reading the comments on one episode, and they're like, man, Diesel lives in a garbage can. It's like... I relate. Sometimes, yeah.
There's VR for Minecraft on the official website, but I don't know what the capacity is.
I wonder if that would, like... I feel like that'd be really fun. But...
It'd be interesting, I guess.
Virtual reality. Does it, like, actually work,
apparently, there's versions for Oculus.
There's none
for Vive.
I don't
know. There's none for fucking Vive, officially.
I'd have to use, like, maybe software maybe that's not legal.
Maybe the Oculus works for the Vive version? I don't know.
I'd have to use software that's not legal if I wanted to play it. Damn it.
Do it dude. Don't be a pussy.
No, I'm not going to do anything illegal. That'd be illegal.
I'm just
going to
mix the reality.
I'm not
going to
break the law. That's against the law. You can't break the law.
Yeah, dude, why the fuck would I break the law? That's crazy. Like, are you insane?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up that you'd break the law, bro. I can't believe you.
I just said I want to break the law. Why would I break the law?
Don't worry. I'm talking about like a hypothetical, like me talking to myself kind of thing. Like, I can't believe you'd even suggest breaking the law, dude. That's fucked up.
Also, real talk, Oculus, stop fucking... Okay, both Vive and Oculus, stop making exclusives, all right? I want to play them all, because Oculus has some really good shit, and then Vive has some really good shit. I'm like, I'm not going to buy both fucking headsets. Like, that's ridiculous.
I know, for the consumer, it would be the most ideal if there were no exclusives, but then there would be no reason to have more than one headset.
Well, who the fuck is buying two of those?
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck would buy two VR headsets. That makes no sense to me. Like people get around the exclusive shit anyway.
Exactly, but it's like one or the other wants to be that one headset that everybody's going to buy, but they can't because the other has exclusives that different people want.
It's not like a console war either. Like,
it's like a microcosm of
one. Like, I don't like how much competition there is, especially given that, like, it's not... It hasn't really had its baby steps yet. Like, it's in baby step mode. Like, VR is in baby step mode. It needs to, like, actually take real steps forward. Hasn't done that yet because the tech's not there. And, like, if it is, it costs thousands upon thousands of fucking dollars. So.
What do you think, like, the amount of units sold for, like, a PSVR versus, like, the Vive and Oculus?
Oh, there's tons of stats for that. Hold up. Let me find them.
Because, like, I have a PSVR, and it's actually pretty solid from my experience. But then again, I've not used the Vive.
I really doubt it would be that much different because, like, the resolution's pretty low.
I think the resolution on the PSVR is a lot worse than the Vive, but, like, it's good enough for me. It was like $399, $299. I don't remember.
I mean, yeah.
I got the Skyrim bundle, so I'm not sure.
Damn it. I'm trying to fucking... There was, like, a nice graph with everything on it that I'm trying to find, but I can't
find it. Yeah, you can get,
it.
Like, a PSVR fucking for, like, $250, $260.
Who owns what
One.
I don't fucking know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Active.
Here's how many VR headsets sold?
Yeah, I found really good statistics for this earlier. I think it was just on Twitter, but now I can't find them at all, and I'm finding a bunch of shit that I'm not looking for.
Okay,
so this is
virtual and augmented reality headsets and glasses will reach sales of 22 million units this year and grow fivefold to 120 million in 2022. Well, it doesn't break it up into the different types of fucking headsets. How many PSVR? Sony has sold 3 million PlayStation VR headsets.
Alexa, how many Oculus Rifts have been sold?
That's not going to help you.
I guess we should probably look in the like the context of current year.
Did Alexa say no?
She doesn't know. No.
No. PlayStation VR sells almost 500,000 units in quarter three. Please just give me the answer so I can stop stalling while speaking.
I mean, I don't really know how to stall any further.
Okay, why the fuck is the Vive Pro on this list? The Vive Pro is overpriced trash. I don't know who the fuck would buy that.
Someone with money to burn.
Yeah, true. Like, also, it was like they like basically improved the screen door, and they're like, new system, everybody, and they're like, oh, it's gonna run you $1,400.
I think like, I may have found it.
Was it like a? Because like I'm pretty sure from what I remember, the Vive and Oculus were really close, and then the PSVR outsold both of them.
Yeah, probably because it's cheaper. PSVR is like just. Chop. Like,
yeah, this is something I looked at. Like
plus,
like
the PS4 is like way more accessible technology, but like Sony is like outstrips all the competition in all the years that the product's been available.
Yeah, you can see that fucking Vive selling the worst because the Vive is a more expensive one. Oculus is selling the second best, and PSVR is winning because it's the cheapest. So basically, it's like whatever's cheaper sells more, which makes sense.
This has nothing to do with anything. I'm going to completely derail this conversation, but King Batch just has the most punchable face. Anyway, go back to what
you're
doing.
Bro, why are you talking shit about my boy King Batch, bro? Why are you mad at King Batch, bro? Why are you mad
at him? You should look at his face in VR to get a punch him. Just like,
bro, you're
like,
just mad that my boy's winning and you're losing. You're a hater, bro. You're just a hater.
Make a 3D model of him in VR and just put him in a boxing game.
You know, like that really low-res model of that had to do it to him guy?
No.
Yes.
I might know what you're talking about, but I might have forgotten.
I have to find it because, like, when you say make a 3D model of King Batch, I can only imagine like an equivalent of that.
Dude, I cannot fucking believe. Like, okay, seriously, look how fucking outrageous this shit is. Like, this costs
like this
fucking.
One.
That costs $1,400, dude.
Like, it looks like it's from Postal 2 or some shit. Like, I wanna watch.
Oh yeah,
like,
that does
King
look
Batch
like it's from Postal. That does look like it's from Postal 2. Yeah, but like, look at that fucking VR headset. Like, look how much they fucking charge for it. Like,
it's not that much.
It's not that much. It's only $1,400.
It's not that much. It's not that much.
That's like the full kit. And like, I'm pretty sure the Vive originally sold with a full kit for $800. So, Jesus. I don't know why they basically doubled the fucking price.
And it's only got 3.5 stars, damn.
Yeah, because everyone's like, it's
too
really
much
expensive.
Money.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't do that.
Yeah, it's really expensive, and all you really get in return is a higher pixel density and some better audio. That's it. So, not good.
I think Google Cardboard's
going
to come
base,
out on
the
top.
Base Vive is like 500, isn't it?
Right now, yeah. It used to be 100 when it came out, but the Base Vive comes with everything, and it costs $500, yeah. So,
not a bad deal.
How much can you work? Can you even get Google Cardboard anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I completely, that was a blip on my radar that I had.
I mean, you
can
easily just
$15.
Buy like a Google VR headset for like
$100.
What do you guys think about like Microsoft's like augmented reality, mixed reality thing? Because like,
I have
like
seen
shit.
Nothing
it works
about
like
it.
Shit.
Have you used one?
I've worked with it before, yeah.
Does
it works
suck?
Like ass. Okay, so when you put on the headset, you know how in the footage it shows that it takes up the whole screen, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little square in the center, and they've started to show that in like footage for it now, so that way you know it's not as like futuristic, right?
Is it like
but
Google Glass but in the middle?
It's like it's a little it's better performing than the Google Glass because it can map 3D textures onto physical space in a room, but it's very jittery because it has to like
track everything.
Get the location from where you're standing to where the object is to where the distance is, you know. So I played a game that some of my like former colleagues made in it, and it was Escape the Room game, so all the walls were like the walls of the game, but it just did not function at a level that was like viable for anyone to use.
Is it like a is it a good step in the right direction?
We're really far off from that being a thing. In
damn,
my opinion.
I know that I'm gonna be like 80 years old. That's when the fucking good VR is gonna come out. Like, goddamn.
I know that fucking like Minecraft was like a big selling point on that, like projecting Minecraft on furniture. Like, did you get to use it with like any like Microsoft endorsed games?
No. See, because that like just isn't out. You can't even get a HoloLens. Like,
really?
Wait, I thought HoloLens were already out.
I went and I looked. You can't buy a HoloLens on the site.
Like, yeah, no.
I look up HoloLens, it comes with HoloLens 2.
You can schedule a demo at the Microsoft store.
Oh, that's fucking shit.
The first thing I ever saw about the mixed reality, augmented reality, whatever the fuck, was the thing on the Minecraft page. And then, like, I thought that was supposed to be the HoloLens. Like, you could take the fucking front off and see around the room or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's what it's, like, supposed to be like. That Minecraft demo is, like, optimal best scenario in the future.
The HoloLens isn't... Oh, shit. It's not wired. It doesn't hook up anything. Oh, yeah, that sucks then. That's gonna suck.
The HoloLens that I tried, right? It does not work. It just does not work.
I don't, like...
It's so jittery.
Since it's, like, a wireless thing, it doesn't hook up to a computer, I can, like, say with, like, a lot of confidence that... It probably sucks because it's wireless.
It's a computer you strap to your face.
Yeah, but that's the problem it's so fucking small. It's not gonna be powerful enough to do what they're trying to do with it. Like, it's like with Google Glass. Google Glass was really slow and laggy when it came out. Like, it was awful.
And also, if you wear Google Glass in public, you're like a smug asshole. But like,
yeah, like they banned
now
it from
imagine,
bars.
Now imagine amplify that
way.
By like 3,000 if you wear a HoloLens.
Now wear like Matrix glasses. Yeah.
Well, there's gonna be a point in time where this stuff's probably super common. Like a
yeah,
cell
there
phone?
Will be. I agree
maybe,
with you.
Yeah.
Like, you everyone's going to be walking around with this shit in their face and be like, hey, Alexa! Oh, don't actually say anything. No, bad. Stop.
Oh, my God, your Alexa
you
got to
be like,
hey,
Alexa. Yeah,
so I always forget I own one. Because
my CIA
like
agent is always with me, wherever I go. I'm waiting for him to propose.
But yeah, the HoloLens is a big piece of dookie. They're like a good 2-3 iterations away from it being something you'd buy on the market.
Have you seen the Vive Knuckle controllers?
I haven't.
Aren't those
I know
like
you
the Oculus
a bunch,
ones?
But I've not seen the actual controllers themselves.
So here's a picture. So on the right is Gen 1, and on the left is Gen 2. That you can see with Gen 2, it looks a lot more fucking finished.
Which one was Gen 2? Gen
2 is left. Gen 1's right.
Oh,
People listening, basically Gen 1 looks like worse, and it has a touchpad, like a Steam controller on it only, and then the left one, which is Gen 2, has buttons and a joystick as well as a touchpad.
Well, the original, like, the regular Vive controllers, they have, like, a touchpad as well, like a big,
in
the middle.
I have a Vive controller right next to me, actually. Yeah, they have a big button. Also, these Vive controllers have, like, a really bad defect where they have, like, if you press the right button enough times or something like that, it stops fucking working, and like it's a very common issue, which I don't know how they haven't fixed. So that's fun. And if you try to fix it, apparently you
the immersion breaking.
It is because the button doesn't fucking work anymore, and you need the button for shit.
Did you like ever when you were playing games with it? Like, did you ever like accidentally like mix up which button was which? Because like I remember when I was playing Skyrim VR, like when you
do you
see
play with the controller?
No, you play with like the fucking the weird ball things.
The Vive has like I don't know about the PSVR controller, but the Vive has like barely any buttons on it. So like you don't really misclick that often.
The let me link like a picture of shit. Like each one has like a trigger, a bumper, the four different
bumpers ish things.
Yeah, it has
way more buttons than a Vive.
Yeah, it has way more buttons, but it's like when you sheathed your weapons in Skyrim, like it showed you a 3D model of those controllers. So it was
dude, that
neat.
Looks like a dildo.
It does.
Yeah,
like it has tracking lights. They're actually not that uncomfortable. They feel pretty fluid, but the tracking in them is kind of iffy sometimes.
See, I can see why you'd misclick. I don't really misclick, but this is why. I don't
and they're
misclick.
Small. The buttons can be really small.
There's a trigger in the back, touchpad in the front, which has four buttons built into it, and then there is the trigger and then the grip side button, which usually like in shooters you use to like let go of things.
Okay.
I mean, when you first pick up a Vive and you're like new to VR and they put on that headset, it's very like confusing. You're like, I have never held a controller like this before, and then you squeeze too tight and something like drops. So I mean, there's definitely a learning curve to traditional Vive controllers.
VR is fun though. Like, it's really fun to play. Yeah, if you have access to it.
I was playing like fucking like I remember for like 2 days straight. I was just like playing Beat Saber and Super Hot because I had picked them up randomly.
But, Super Hot VR so fucking good.
Super Hot VR like
it's so
like, it's
fucking
mind boggling. Like I love it. It obviously PSVR had its limits because PSVR, but like shit was so cool.
All right, you premium ass motherfuckers, I'm gonna go get myself a Nintendo Labo kit like a real man.
That's real VR.
That's real.
That's
VR.
Real VR. Real. I'm going to go experience real-life VR by going outside.
Exactly.
VR chat's still the most played VR game. Probably because you don't need VR to play it.
You don't need like actual VR to play VR chat.
It's just chat.
VR just chat's like, really chat. Fucking fun, though, especially in VR.
I thought about trying to find a way to hook up my PSVR to my computer so
you
can try
do
and
that.
Play VR chat. I know, but apparently it's like it's annoying as hell.
It's complicated as hell, yeah.
I mean, but it's like, would you rather spend like $350 for an Oculus or $500 for a Vive?
How cheap and desperate are you? Is the question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I already have it, so it's like if I can, I might as well just give it a shot.
All right, let's get gaming, gamer.
Are we He's gonna gamer? What are we gonna play?
I mean, I'd have to give it like a little bit to try and figure out how to actually do it because I've not looked into it at all.
There's a program for it that'll like. Push
could
like,
you
it'll
play
have it.
Vive games with an like a PSVR because it'd be sick.
It'll check it as an Oculus headset, or at least the program I've seen it says that it's an Oculus headset.
Yeah, okay. I mean it would probably run not nearly as well, like because it's like bootlegging the program or whatever.
It might run better because it's
no,
on a PC.
The video I was watching, it was actually just running at the same level as an Oculus. So
I meant like I thought it would run worse than an Oculus, not like worse than on PS4.
No, it would. I mean, like, is the actual screen resolution lower on the PSVR? Because if so, it would run better.
Let me look.
Or if the output is just less.
It says that the resolution is 1920x1080. Let me look at this Reddit thread real fast.
Dude, if you could get fucking VR working, that'd be sick. We could have 1v1
VR. 960x1080 per eye, and it depends on the game resolution.
Don't exactly know what that is, to be fair. I don't know the Oculus one off the top of my head.
960 is half of 1920, so it's like it splits the individual resolution between two eyes. And then it has just like the same height for both.
Yeah, if you could fucking get VR working, and if we could like 1v1 in VR, that'd be sick.
You can finally get the sensation of actually killing me.
Yes! That's all I wanted!
He's all he's ever wanted ever since we started the podcast.
It's all I've ever wanted.
It's all I've ever wanted since we started the podcast. Kind of be honest.
Almighty.
Diesel, get a VR.
Let me just run out and buy a fucking VR headset in the middle of me paying all my student loans and all
Merry Christmas, Diesel.
Shit.
Would you get a Oculus?
Would I get an Oculus?
Yeah.
Hypothetically? Yeah, probably.
What would be your preferred, a Vive or an Oculus?
The cheaper one.
I'm not asking about price. I'm asking, like, what would be the preferred, personally?
Probably a Vive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to
know. Can I talk about the HoloLens game for a second again?
Yeah, you can talk about the shitty HoloLens game. Go for it.
Oh, my God. I can talk about this because I don't do video games anymore. I fucking left that world behind. That game that I played, right? So they were having internal issues where their lead designer, he was like, I want to put story in this game. And it's like, it's supposed to be like, you know, a little app you hop into for 15 minutes, you solve the puzzle, boom, bada bing, you're done. Right? But he would add lines upon lines of dialogue to the game. And he was a big fan of Junkrat. So he would just take Overwatch lines and, like, wedge them into the script. And the teacher didn't have the heart to tell him these were shit. So they just pushed them through development. And you play this game, and he just walks you through all of the puzzles.
Is this publicly available?
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know, unfortunately. I don't know. I guess if we ever end up in that area where I went to school, maybe I can make it happen, but that's about it.
Oh my fucking God.
What?
I'm looking at my Twitter timeline, and Henry got in fucking Logan Paul's "Why 2018 was the most important year of my life" video.
What? For what? What did he do?
One of his tweets got it. The one that's like, imagine falling into such a deep depression that you end up tragically ending your life, only to be discovered by Logan Paul wearing a Toy Story hat.
Holy shit! Wait, that was in Logan Paul's video?
Yeah. Come to think of it, this is the year anniversary of that fucking video, isn't it?
This is a great segue to talk about.
That was
about,
a great segue. We just ruined it, but yeah.
Well, you know what? We gotta acknowledge good segues, you know? It's like
So then people know when they're bad. Whenever we don't acknowledge it being good, it's shit.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, though, guys. Thank you.
But yeah, it's been a year since Logan Paul filmed The Dead Man in the Woods, guys.
Damn.
I'm fucking old!
Like,
that's easily ranks among, like, the biggest fucking things to ever happen on YouTube, like, easy.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
For sure.
He's fucking... Jesus Christ.
That's real stupid. Where were you guys when that happened?
Where was I sitting in my chair?
It
sounds really stupid because, like, when people think of flashbulb memories, they typically think of tragedy, but, like, it was such a big thing in context, like, in context of us, of what we do, so it's, like, it is a flashbulb thing for a lot of YouTubers, I'm sure.
I mean, when I, like, I'm still, like, I can't believe this man has a job. That's what I think whenever I still think of this, right?
Yeah, that's true.
How?
Well, his fans were all like, Logan Paul did nothing wrong, okay? And then someone were like, he didn't know he was dead, or some stupid shit like that. Like, they all fucking defended him.
I mean,
I'm reading the comments on the video now, and it's just like, oh, everyone needs a second chance. Everyone needs a second chance. Like, Logan Paul is the only man who can film a dead body for views, right? He says he's sorry, and then immediately the next week, tases a dead rat, and then tries to give a fish CPR on land.
Diesel. At least he's trying, man. He's trying to improve.
He literally
he's
has a grown
a
man who
person.
Stands near him and says, Logan, don't do that. And then Logan's like, did you say do that?
See,
but in
he's trying.
I heard
he's
do
trying,
that. Did you say do
Diesel.
That? I heard do that.
He's trying to be better.
Most egregiously, though, he made a song called where he counted numbers. Terrible.
Lord. No. Oh, what? You guys remember when Logan Paul literally stole Flobot's song, Handlebars, and
yep.
just named
that
it
was fun.
No Handlebars?
Yep. I remember
oh,
that.
Great. Another beautiful example of Logan Paul being a great
but
human
Diesel,
being.
Diesel, he's trying to change, Diesel. He's trying to change.
Didn't Flobot do, like, a diss track on him
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, he did an
yep,
amazing
and it was
diss track
fucking fire.
Man, I miss the old days when, like, Logan Paul was the good brother. Like, we didn't hate him.
Yeah, now we hate him more. How is that even
fuck.
Possible?
Why couldn't... Fuck! Like,
God.
I hate it, because, like, he's got good energy in his vlogs, but also Dead Man on Tree, lol.
Logan Paul, like, Jake Paul is just sitting there like, yeah, you do this, brother. Thank you. Help me out. Just keep causing problems. I'll just sit over here with Erica and we'll just...
I don't even know how they don't realize they cause problems. Or like... They clearly realize it. Like, I just can't get the logic behind it. And I get it, they're businessmen, and that brings in, like, views. But even when they weren't doing super controversial shit... They still brought home the bacon. Like, I don't get why they just need to do
his,
that now.
Their dad probably is all like, hey, son, do this thing. And they're like, why, dad? Because it gets you views. Good all exposure is good exposure.
I feel like Logan Paul recording the dead body, though, is legitimately just him being so out of touch.
No, I think, too. I think he was just like, I think he, because, like, he even said it in the beginning of the video, it's like, it's going to be the biggest thing. Ever or some stupid
like,
shit
like
that.
He's just out of touch of like what the ramifications of what he's doing really are.
Yeah,
and that doesn't excuse it, but it's like it just shows that like he really doesn't have a clue. Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of creators can somehow like they can lose touch in realizing how like impactful their videos are on the people and like lives.
Oh, 100%. Because like you're making the video and then like you're living your own life. And, like, you're not necessarily interacting with these people on a daily basis. So, it's like, you don't know exactly what impact your videos have. Like, you might get an occasional DM or tweet with people telling you how it has impacted their lives. But for the most part, you're isolated in your own life and they're isolated in their own. And then it's like, you don't necessarily communicate that because it's like they're viewers and then you're the creator. And it's, you know, there's no, it's like viewers don't go like, hey, let's Discord call. And then you do it. That doesn't happen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think Logan Paul is a really good example of, like, being conscientious of what you put online. I mean, there's lots of people like that, but I think Logan Paul
being
is a good one.
Being conscientious, just don't post a dead body.
Like, well, he's, he's the cautionary tale.
Yeah, he's the cautionary tale. Like, obviously, that's worst case scenario. Like, the only way it could be any worse if it's like, hello, guys, today I'm going to film literally a school shooting. Like, this...
he, like, starts the vlog, and he's like, hey, guys, I got some kids over here. They got M4s. I'm gonna have them fight these other kids without M4.
My fucking god.
We're gonna have a fun game of M4 dodgeball.
This episode is so getting demonetized on YouTube.
I love paintball.
No, but that's what I mean. It's a cautionary tale, you know? And I think it's really interesting some of the stuff that other creators have brought to the table against the Paul brothers. Like, one thing that really stuck out to me in Nerd City's, like, Jake Paul stuff is, his dad claiming the domain for stop Jake and like parents against Jake and Logan Paul. Like, isn't that a little like conspiratorial of his father to do that?
Yeah, in a way. It's like you're trying
I think
to control
he just did it because he's like, people can't make this now. I own this.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, it's you're trying to control the narrative against you.
Yeah,
but
it's
let's say he wanted to make a counter narrative.
That would be
totally possible.
Like, if he wanted to, like, if he took that site a step farther than, like, what he had, like, I could imagine he would try and propagate, like, a false, like, he would try and strawman the arguments being made against him to try and make the opposition look foolish to his base.
Yeah, he could totally make an opposite argument against himself, but, like, at the same time,
yeah,
it's
like
Greg Paul. Yeah, I feel like Greg Paul would just slip up, though, and get caught. If he did do that.
Yeah, I mean, he already got caught before he
I mean, he already got caught,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, he hasn't
that
done
could
anything like
theoretically
that,
theoretically have
we've
happened.
Seen yet.
Yeah, but...
Like, we haven't...
Yeah.
Do we know of him doing anything like that? Because I haven't seen it.
Not yet.
I just know there was, like, a sex tape or something leaked with him. And, like, I don't know. The fact that got leaked makes me have, like, no confidence in ability to hide anything. So...
I mean, yeah, he is a boomer.
He's a boomer.
He's a real boomer.
He kisses young women without them seeing him.
He's creepy. Honestly, that entire family is very weird.
They're all super fucking weird. Like they're hillbilly weird. They just don't sound like hillbillies. Like they're so fucking like hillbilly. It's ridiculous.
I remember like I was watching the Shane Dawson documentary, and I didn't really come out feeling bad for Jake. Like, maybe I saw him a little more humanized, but, like, I came out feeling the worst for anybody. If I felt bad for anybody, it was the mom. I don't know why. She just
seemed
like... The mom's
still weird herself.
She's weird, but it seemed like she was so desperate to just be a part of her son's life because, like, it feels like she doesn't see them or whatever.
Mm. Well, they're clearly their dad's kids. They're their dad's kids. That's clearly it. Yeah. So she's trying to, like, get hip with the kids. Except
yeah,
she's just
like,
trying to get
like it feels almost
pipe from
like
her
son. I don't have like something concrete. It was just a feeling. Like you can't help. I couldn't help but feel like a little sympathy for her.
I mean, I could totally see that because I've seen that in people that like I know where it's like you know they have a lot of machismo because they're like born of their father and they don't really like communicate well with their mother or vice versa.
Or vice versa. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think most kids have a like one or the other. Like I don't know many kids that have like a really solid relationship with both parents.
Yeah. No. Same.
Yeah, striking a balance is hard, it seems, for some. For most, really.
It's even more interesting when you're the Paul family.
When you're the Paul brothers and your fucking parents are divorced and all that shit. God, that's gotta be...
Yeah, and then your two kids are over there, like, running in forests, finding dead bodies, and then, like, burning
and
shit
setting,
in pool. Like,
yeah, setting their pool on fire.
The average American family, everybody.
God, they just
they're
set
just
such a bad
example. Just some kids from
Ohio,
bro.
Just some kids from Ohio. Well, it grinded
up poor Ohio. Ohio's been tainted. Reputation ruined.
I know. Just forever, Ohio's been tainted.
Seriously, my opinion on Ohio used to be neutral, but now it's not.
Dude, I forget Ohio existed.
Yeah, I did too. And then it's like, and then Jake and Logan Paul are like, I'm from Ohio. And then it's like, I don't like Ohio anymore.
sorry to our fans in Ohio, but.
I had no opinions on Ohio at all until Nerd City made a whole fucking ad calling out Dayton, Ohio for sucking or something. Like, and I'm like, damn, I guess he told me what to think. I hate Dayton, Ohio now because Nerd City said it. I fucking love Nerd City.
But it's so weird. It's so weird. I don't know how YouTube was like, yeah, these are the creators for kids.
You know what's weird? They gave him back his YouTube Red movie or whatever the hell, but they didn't put him in Rewind.
That was weird. Yeah, I mean, that it's was like weird. It seems like there's a lot of inconsistencies with how they're treating like Logan versus others.
I feel like honestly, I feel like they like learned from their mistake and they're like, you know what? We can't just cancel this fucking movie because like he did something bad because there is people working on it. Like they did with PewDiePie. Like maybe they're just like, we just gotta fucking put it out and then not do anything else.
Yeah.
For
well, like,
but I mean, it's like Scare PewDiePie season 2 is already done, wasn't it? And like you can
use
the same.
Oh yeah, it could have just fucking released.
I know
it.
Some people will say like the branding's different, like his Logan Paul's name isn't in the fitting, but it was uploaded to his channel.
I didn't even think those movies were about Logan Paul in the first one. He was like a secondary character to the girl. And now he's like front man in the sequel. I don't get that at all, but like whatever,
I mean, when they were filming it, he wasn't as taboo yet. So like he was already blowing up on YouTube. Like he wasn't blown up like that during the original thinning filming, I believe. But when they were filming the second one, like he was big fuck off YouTuber over summer of 2017.
Fucking Logan Paul. He was in an episode of Law and Order when they said gamers like hate women.
Oh yeah.
No, he was one of the crazy gamers who pulled a gun on
one of the gamers who hated women.
Yeah. No, that was funny. No, I'm surprised it hasn't been memed at all. Because, like, we memed it, like, a bit. Because it is really funny.
I remember the only time the first time I ever saw about that was, like, when he posted a Vine about, like, watching himself die on TV and, like, freaking out. He's like, no, I died on TV, no!
Yeah, there is a image of him just holding a fucking gun. Like, how has it not been memed? Like, I don't understand. And then, like, there's one, and then H3 made a reaction video. There's one of him screaming and shit. Like, it's such a good fucking meme material. Like, I don't know... I don't know how this hasn't been picked up.
I'd say January 1st, the Loudmouths Twitter account uploads a meme.
Like, look at that one.
Logan Paul.
It's like, sorry, sir, sorry. Sorry, sir, gamers will not rise up. He's just like getting down on the ground. Sorry, sir, gamers are not rising up.
I gotta say, Logan Paul's a very buff gamer in that episode.
Yeah, he is.
He's not a gamer.
Unrealistic. Unrealistic.
Nah, he streamed Fortnite for like a week or two or something. I forgot. How long did he stream for?
He streamed Fortnite until he realized he wasn't Ninja. And that was it. Didn't Ricegum do Fortnite streams as well?
I think he streams sometimes still. Like, he streams with Tfue mostly, so like he's got an excuse, I suppose.
I wonder what Ricegum's doing these days.
And they were roommates.
His channel's dying.
He needs to film a dead body. I'm sure that would blow him up again.
Just go back to China.
I mean, if one guy could do it and get away with it, I'm certain Ricegum would get away with it too.
Dude,
okay?
Ricegum. Okay, hold up. Let's talk about Ricegum because this is actually kind of funny. So this is Ricegum's new video thumbnail. And
Jesus. What's wrong with her ass?
I don't know. Photoshop? Anyways, and then this is his social blade for, if it load, please screenshot. His social blade for the last 30 days.
Yeah, me and Captain both made videos on how like his channel's fucking dying.
Yeah, and it's like it's such a sweet irony because this fucker was so goddamn smug all the time, and he's like irrelevant, irrelevant, irrelevant.
Yeah, one of my favorite titles ever that I made is Ricegum is irrelevant. Like I fucking love that title.
It's true. Like his relevancy has gone on the fucking drain. Like it's like it wouldn't be fucking laughing at it obviously if he wasn't such a fucking prick. About it.
What's up, guys? But, it's rice gum, rice flavored gum.
Yeah, it's like, oh my fucking god.
Yeah,
his views
that's
are still
really
good,
poetic,
though. Like,
really.
His views are still good, and I'm
no,
sure
he's still making money. Like, he'll definitely pick up.
I think
at some
he'll.
Point.
I think
funny.
He'll pick up again, like later, like after this dry patch, if you will. But the thumbnail earlier, like that's such a bad thumbnail. Like you can barely tell there's a butt there because of all the colors blending together.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Rice
I don't
gum,
even know
it,
what they did
the butt.
To it. Like it actually something looks wrong about her legs in general. Like
it just mixes.
I
it's,
think
it's the lighting.
It's
it
what she's
in
wearing.
With the floorboards.
It's what she's wearing.
No, it's like she has like artificial light running across her legs, and it's artifacting really badly.
I want to find the actual screenshot from the video where that's stolen from, so like compare it to the thumbnail.
And also, I can see the liquify used on the under legs. So you know.
Oh fuck! You're right. Oh, that's bad. Oh shit. That's real bad. You can see that. That's
sometimes I like go on a. You know how like the Instagram has like the search function, and I can just go and look at pictures, and I'll like zoom in, and I'm like, oh, that person is using some liquify tool or whatever. Guys do this too, by the way. Like, damn.
That's
so many
really funny.
People.
That's even funnier. Yeah. That's even.
I've seen more guys do it. I mean, that's probably because I just follow like bodybuilder dudes, but they're just like They need to look big and swole.
Oh, look at my big muscle. And it's just like this fucking, like, lumpy Photoshop looking thing. Oh my god. Okay, Koi, you want to talk about your Pokemon Let's Go controller?
Okay, so I got Pokemon Let's Go recently.
And I figured.
Overall, like, I was kind of like, was kind of hesitant to get the game initially, but I did. I got it. And you only play it with one Joy-Con.
Like, damn it, everybody's leaving group chats, and it continued.
Yep, yeah, I just left a couple.
Yeah, Hyojin's just left like 40 fucking group chats in a row. But, sorry, that was what was fucking distracting me, like why I couldn't put words together. I was like,
that was distracting.
Yeah, but you play it with one Joy-Con, and I hate that. I want to use both my Joy-Cons or my Pro Controller to play it, but you can't play it with the Pro Controller. You can only play it with one Joy-Con, and you fucking have to physically motion to throw the Pokeball. I don't like it.
I just know that. That sounds bad. I mean, like, I wasn't planning on buying it anyways, because it just, like, one, I'm not that into Pokemon, and two, it wasn't like a traditional Pokemon game I had on, like, the DS when I was a kid. So, yeah, like, and, like, Game Boy cartridges and shit.
I'm enjoying the game for the most part, but it's, like, just the controls, like, takes some getting used to, because they're very unorthodox. Like, even for, like, normal standards, like, there's no Pro Controller support at all, which, like, confuses me.
Have you considered getting the, like, the little Pokeball thing? I don't even know how much it costs, because it's not popping
up on Amazon.
I have,
but I don't, like, I don't really think it's worth it. I don't think I'm gonna, it bothers me that much to buy another controller for it.
I mean, it's just basically a Joy-Con, but for Pokemon only.
I don't know why. I can't.
You just
know.
Hold it's like on Amazon. Sphere in your hand.
I mean, it's like, I already have the Joy-Cons, a GameCube for Smash, and, like, Pro Controllers for, like, everything else. So it's like, I don't know if I could justify buying another controller for a specific game.
I didn't buy a GameCube controller for Smash, because I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna...
So many fucking left group chats, holy shit. There's like, like, my entire Discord notifications thing is just group chats.
I know. My entire thing's like a mess now. This is great. I can't focus. It's hard.
Just minimize Discord. Problem
but
solved.
But I
want
to stare at our pretty profile pictures.
It feels really weird not having Discord open talking to people, because like I have three monitors and I'll always have it on my left monitor no matter what, unless like
same.
I'm not in call.
Same left monitor.
And it feels super fucking weird not having it. That's like unless I'm not in call, I don't put it on, or
yuck.
I don't not have it on. Yeah, but fucking, have you guys had connectivity problems with Switch, by the way? Like,
yes,
at all?
So much on the Switch.
I feel like
so much on Smash.
I feel like, okay, like have you had like direct issues with the software or Nintendo Switch being like your connection's not working and you're not connecting?
Oh no, none of that.
Okay,
not so far at least.
I wonder if Henry just has like a really shitty unit then, because he keeps having fucking issues where his Switch won't
connect.
Could it
be the area he's located in?
It might be. Okay, so he doesn't have... Oh, he just enabled it. Actually, I think he fixed it with 5 gigahertz.
He just switched to 5 gigahertz on his Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean,
help.
I use 5 gigahertz all the time for my phone. I don't use 2.4.
I mean, I use 5 gigahertz for all of my tech stuff. Cause nobody
anything
else in
I
the
can connect to 5 gigahertz, I use. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a problem with my router, my old one. We had to get a new one, because routers die like every 2 years, apparently. According to... You know, fucking Xfinity.
Yeah,
I
mean, they
I don't
probably last
that.
A little longer than 2 years. But
I mean, I don't believe it was came from Xfinity, so I don't believe
that. That feels like a short shelf life.
That's
well, yeah.
Wait,
we call so it's when our fucking router died, and I had to use it was a couple months ago. I had to use my fucking mobile data. Thank God I have T-Mobile, and I had like a bunch stacked up because I barely use mobile data, and I had to use my mobile data. I used like all of it, but a router died. And, well, it kept dying when we had too many devices connecting to it, and then at one point it just fucking died. And we called, and they're like, yeah, that's about the average lifespan for a modem or a router. And we're like, what? What? Are you fucking kidding me? And it's like, yep, 2 years. And I'm like, that's gay. So, that's what happened with my router a long time ago. Diesel, you hit 100K.
Wow. Good segue.
Tactful.
Well,
dude,
no one else is saying
it. Segue.
But
and
no,
I was
seriously,
just like,
big congrats
wow.
on 100K.
Yeah, I hit 100K.
Seriously, like, fucking...
Diesel's now an official member of the Loud Mouse podcast.
Congrats. You're welcome to guest whenever you want, Diesel.
We're only 61 episodes in, and I've finally been inducted as officially a host.
Now you're officially hosting. Yeah, you're right.
God,
you're no longer just a permanent guest.
Yeah, finally. We need to change all the past episodes to featuring FPS Diesel.
Featuring FPS Diesel. Everything after this, it's actual Loudmouse.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Loudmouse.
We're starting the new year with 100K. Diesel's at 100K. Oh, we're starting the new year with
100K. Welcome to Loudmouse Season 2, Episode 1.
Oh, God. I don't... How many people do fucking seasons of the podcast?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I was about to say, is this Season 2?
A lot of people I've seen do seasons, they still name, like, the new episodes, like, 13 or 14, like, or whatever episode they left off in the first season. Yeah, like... It's just like if they take a big break and then they come back, they name it a new season.
Does Joe Rogan do that?
I don't think so.
He's on like episode like a thousand something.
Oh yeah, he is really up there.
Fuck whatever.
We need a Jamie or like a smarter.
We can't afford an intern that's free.
We can't get an. It's not an intern. He's a producer. For Discord.
I think it'd be super weird just having somebody in fucking call listening to us.
Some
like
random
Jamie, pull
fucking
this up.
Call.
Yeah,
like,
no,
they have to sit muted the whole
time. He like, records it on audio so he can, like, chime in and shit. It'd just be so weird. It's like, we wouldn't even have his icon.
You'd need a brick-and-mortar, like studio space or something like that.
It's like, yeah. we need to, like, know them already. So if we say some shit that we want to, like, delete and post, like, we're okay with them hearing it.
Yeah.
they record everything. They expose us. They're like, they said a bad thing.
There's just all of this stuff in the podcast. We have to cut out every episode, you know.
We record for 3 fucking hours and we cut out an hour every time. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Because podcasts are actually recorded over the course of a day straight. Like, we're going about our daily airings.
We cut
and, like, we just cut
so much stuff out.
You guys don't understand the work that goes into this for you.
Yeah, there's so much work that goes
into this. Appreciate the work that goes into this. Appreciate it.
The hardest part was starting. That was it for this, at least. Like, yep. Unless there's, like, After Effects issues, I don't think we ever have, like, a problem.
The only time we ever upload late is when it's like, well, the render's not done, or it fucked
up. The render's not done, or it just fucking dies in the middle of the night.
Yeah, because the renders take, like, fucking 10 hours, regardless of what we render it on, because the waveforms take forever. So, like, we'll render it overnight, and then it's like... error, and it's like, shit.
if you guys got any, like, tips for that in the comments, please.
Yeah, any After Effects masters, if you know how to render waveforms in a timely manner that's not 8 to 10 hours, please.
You know,
tell
this
us.
Is probably such a simple question that you're asking that anybody
and
listening
I've looked
like, God,
into
these guys
it.
Are idiots.
I looked into it. I couldn't find shit.
I mean,
like, guys, I have the solution. Let's just make it a still image from now on.
God. That happened on some of the episodes, too. And then
we
people
could,
were like,
it,
where
yeah,
are the squigglies?
It happened with one episode. Like, I think I forgot to, like, make the waveforms visible. So I woke up and I realized the video is done rendering. And there were no waveforms. And I was like, what the fuck happened?
I love how that's, like, the comment. Where's the wigglies? I only
They're like, they don't do visuals, and now they took away this.
Where's the wigglies?
They took away all we had to watch.
Where's the squiggle meme? Do you think there's anybody who, like, has legit just, like, sat and stared attentively at, like, the waveforms? Like, not, like, just blankly staring while they listen, but, like,
there
genuinely
there has to be one person that's done that. At least
that
for 10 minutes.
Weird.
Respect to you. Respect to you, dude. But are
that.
You okay?
There
are
has
okay?
to be one. There has to be one.
Like, but, like, yeah. But you know what I mean. Like, not like, just blankly stared at them.
I mean,
no,
why not?
There has to be someone who focused on it. Be. Has to be.
Listening so to the Loudmouse podcast for 10 hours straight. Not clickbait.
That's only 10 episodes.
Oh, did you see the dude who said subscribe to Quiet for 1 hour straight?
Are you kidding me?
God.
I'm not kidding. And then he made another one where, like, he said, if I get 1,000 subs, I'll do it for 10 hours. He didn't get 1,000 subs, but he did it for, like, 3 hours.
Yo, okay, somebody needs to make one of these to compete with Quites. Make one for me. Make one for Diesel,
on.
Too.
Why don't you do, like, subscribe to Loudmouse for 10 hours?
No, this is direct competition.
Direct competition.
Make all one right. saying subscribe
Whoever
to Wild Spartans.
Whoever does the longest video
hours,
saying
hour.
Subscribe to FPS Diesel, Wild Spartans, or Quite.
We'll give you $1.
You'll get internet points. That's it.
Yeah, you won't actually get $1. I'm kidding. I'm not going to give you $1 for that. Your
give
time's
your
worth
dollar,
nothing.
Okay. Saying Quite for 2 out of 5 hours to get him to 500K.
Okay. So, we're almost at the hour mark in the recording. Do you guys have any ideas on how we can stall this for another 30 seconds? Or 40
Honestly,
seconds?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. I think just talking about stalling might help.
Well,
yeah,
see,
like,
we
could
stall,
come up with ways to
we
stall.
Could stall by talking about a mouse or a keyboard or a microphone or water. Water
you,
is good.
Well, what do you guys think of like boomers. Okay, actual question, but it's like what are your guys' thoughts on like the fucking chroma craze that's been going on like in the last couple of years?
Oh,
like,
RGB, I think it looks everything.
Cool. Yeah, RGB whatever.
I think RGB is good. I think I like if a product has lights, I want to be able to change what the lights look like. Like I want to change the color.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't like having a solid color for the most part.
Yeah, I've had this Razer keyboard for the longest time, and it's backlit, and it's cool, but it's, like, a green one. And then I have, like, a mouse that's actually chroma, and, like, I just had this green static, and I feel bad because, like, it's just static while the others are changing colors and syncing.
I set up my Corsair to change colors when I launch certain things. So, like, when I launch Premiere, it turns purple. When I launch Edition, it turns green-ish. And then
that's kind of dope.
Photoshop's blue, and then I have game setups for certain things, like, I played one game, and I have the rainbow set up right now, and I was like, you know what? This is really ugly with rainbow, and it was like a dark game, so I'm going to make it all red. So,
nice.
It's nice. And you can set that up in the software, and you can have it update when you launch everything, and like tab into it and shit. It's great.
I want RGB cars.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Don't those already exist? Like,
yeah, I guess the underglow, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not as mainstream. Should make that mainstream.
Yeah, I don't know why, but, like, all that, like, aesthetic lighting shit, I love that shit.
I think it gets a little, like, overdone. I've seen Linus Tech Tips make some, like, builds that are, like, RGB RAM,
RGB toilet.
I mean, RGB like, everything. Not just, like, as far as tech goes, but, like, as in, like, the putting the strips in your room and whatnot.
RGB and, like, coffee mug.
But, like, putting the strips in your room and whatnot, and,
Yeah.
So, like, just the lighting in Nerd City's videos is cool in its own as well.
I can understand RGB RAM, though, because some people have Windows. And they really like seeing in their case, and like that is like a kind of key thing.
If you're that's not bad. I like anything for tech RGB.
Can I have like an entire case where like the entire case is RGB and it's just all lights?
I want RGB batteries.
RGB batteries.
Uh huh.
What the fuck are you gonna do with that?
Put them in things and then like see light coming from the little. Box.
This seems very impractical.
It is totally impractical. Like, my iPhone would have, like, light coming out of the bottom.
I want an RGB Wii U. I need to find some use for this.
Wii U? Those are useless anyways.
RGB.
It's a good coffee table.
RGB switch. Good
paperweight.
Okay. Yeah, keep some of my papers from flying away.
Quiet, we successfully stalled for an extra 2 minutes instead of 40 seconds, so please outro.
Thank you for watching this episode of the Loudmouse Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at loudmouse_. Be sure to check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, and all the platforms you can listen to us on. If you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Happy New Year's and all that, and we'll see you guys next time.